It's 14th of March, 2022.
Of April.
It's 4:30 p.m.
In the afternoon.
I'm on the train just
and
outside Rotterdam.
And I am at home, third day of my COVID. And I am having late lunch.
Take one, Carmen and Gersonde on an Easter Monday that felt like a Sunday. There is a man on a bench eating a sandwich.
Foof, can you repeat slower?
There is much space around us today in the sun.
My God, I have no idea what you're saying.
It's not really ideal, but whatever.
I thought I understood French better.
The thoughts come and go around us, but they seem to be right thoughts.
Actually, I think I'm a bit hungry.
But we're looking for a bit of shadow, because thinking, especially in the sun, is tiring.
Now I understood Camembert.
It seems that our co-editor has said a swear word. I understood shit, but maybe it was something else.
My head is going in a bunch of directions at the same time. I don't know which one to take.
We could go in all directions, to the right, to the left, straight forward, backwards, in front, up and down. But we chose an uncertain direction.
I don't know.
We don't know anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think that we're meeting in the middle of the road. Multiple thoughts, thoughts that go in all directions, but especially in an uncertain direction.
I was 33. I was living in Amsterdam, and the world had turned into something truly weird.
It's been 3 years that we are here in Amsterdam in uncertain conditions. While the world is changing, we are still going in multiple directions, but especially an uncertain direction.
And now I ask to myself, what's going to happen? I don't know what is going to happen next month or next year.
We don't know where we're going, we don't know what we're doing, and it's still very uncertain. Yet we know exactly what exactly means.
Today I put on some weird clothes.
The truth? Who knows? Not me, nor Carmen.
But it's sunny. Everything is fine. The truth is, I'm hungry. We could eat.
It seems the truth could be found in the shadow. Who knows? Not I nor Carmen know.
Or maybe we could also go to the coffee shop.
I heard coffee shop. We're heading to the coffee shop. It is uncertain what kind of coffee shop has been mentioned, but it is certain, for once in this uncertain direction we're heading to, that we're heading to the coffee shop.
Now I started smoking this thing that it's much better because it doesn't destroy your brain, and it's called CBD, and it's much better.
Many, many certainties that we are almost arriving at the coffee shop. I can see the shadow of the coffee shop. We arrived.
Shall we turn right?
Indeed. It is the coffee shop. We're leaving you here. Thank you for following our uncertain directions in a certainty of arrival. This was a very bad conclusion, but thanks for listening.
Did we arrive?
Il y a un homme sur un banc qui mange un sandwich.
Fouf. Puedes repetirlo más despacio?
Il y a beaucoup d'espace autour de nous aujourd'hui au soleil.
My God, no tengo ni idea de lo que estás diciendo.
C'est pas vraiment idéal, mais bon.
Pensaba que entendía mejor el francés.
Les pensées vont et viennent autour de nous, mais ça semble être des pensées correctes.
En realidad, creo que tengo un poco de hambre.
Mais on cherche un peu d'ombre quand même, parce que penser, ça épuise, surtout au soleil.
Ahora he entendido Camembert.
Il semblerait que notre coéditeur ait dit un gros mot. J'ai compris merde, mais peut-être que c'était autre chose.
Me va la cabeza en un millón de direcciones a la vez. No sé por dónde ir.
On pourrait aller dans toutes les directions, à droite, gauche, tout droit, derrière, devant, en haut, en bas. Mais nous avons choisi une direction qui est incertaine.
Non, lo sé.
On ne sait plus.
Exactamente.
Exactement.
Je crois que nous nous rejoignons au milieu de la route, des pensées multiples, des pensées qui vont dans toutes les directions, mais surtout une direction incertaine.
Tenía 33 años, estábamos viviendo en Amsterdam y el mundo se había vuelto un sitio verdaderamente raro.
Cela fait 3 ans que nous trouvons ici à Amsterdam dans des circonstances incertaines, alors que le monde change, nous allons toujours dans de multiples directions, mais surtout une direction incertaine.
Y ahora yo me pregunto, ¿qué vamos a hacer? ¿Qué va a pasar? No sé lo que va a pasar el mes que viene ni el año que viene.
On ne sait pas où on va, on ne sait pas ce qu'on fait, c'est très incertain toujours, mais nous savons exactement ce qu'exactement veut dire.
Hoy me he puesto una ropa muy rara, la verdad.
La vérité, qui sait? Ni moi, ni Carmen.
Pero hace sol, está todo bien, la verdad que tengo hambre, podríamos comer.
Il semblerait que la vérité puisse se trouver à l'ombre, qui sait? Ni moi, ni Carmen ne sait.
O igual también podríamos ir al coffee shop.
Oh, j'ai entendu coffee shop. Nous nous redirigeons vers le coffee shop. Il est incertain quel genre de coffee shop a été mentionné, mais il est certain, pour une fois dans ces directions incertaines, que nous nous dirigeons vers le coffee shop.
Ahora estoy empezando a fumar una cosa que no te destroza la cabeza y se llama CBD. Es mucho mejor.
Beaucoup, beaucoup de certitude que nous sommes presque arrivés au coffee shop. Je peux apercevoir l'ombre du coffee shop. Nous sommes arrivés.
Giramos a la derecha?
Effectivement, c'est le coffee shop. Nous allons vous laisser ici. Merci d'avoir suivi nos directions incertaines dans une certitude d'arrivée. C'était une chute très mauvaise, mais merci d'avoir écouté.
¿Hemos llegado?
It's 9 p.m.
April,
in the evening.
9 p.m. I'm at my brother's place. I'm eating
here,
a carbonara made out of manciale coming from Italy with my parents.
It's my third day of COVID being at home, and at the moment I am watching a movie.
So these buttons are very appealing to push.
Oh yeah.
They
true.
Don't really look like the regular buttons you find here. They look like the ones you find at the door.
Yeah. This is more.
You see, it's unusual. We don't find this kind of steel metal.
Yeah, with this rounded
round corners. Yeah. I think there is quite some effort in the design.
Yeah.
Also, this button has been replaced and it looks like a light switch.
Yeah, light switch, yeah.
So it's definitely old, from the 60s, I would say, the round corners.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a recent one.
No.
Because all this like beautiful cornered effort was done long time ago, I think. And I like that spider is dominant.
Yeah.
They just occupy the space.
So either it's a spider that's really, really quick, or it's someone that doesn't receive so much mail.
Yeah.
Living there.
True. Yeah. A lot of like taken out. This person has been living here for a while,
but besides that, there is no other names.
No. No.
Just numbers.
Just numbers and nay or yeah. Can you read it?
Hen hast hen spite. Leven is hen wedstrijd. I don't understand.
This is also quite new.
Yeah.
And it's engraved.
Letters.
Yeah.
I wonder if this only makes noise today or if it's doing noise all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I see there were supposed to be different nails or...
I think the nails have been painted over, no?
Ah, true.
Oh?
Yeah. And now it's exposed.
Yeah. Okay. I will press that one so bad.
Press it?
No.
Why?
Someone is going to pick up.
Yeah.
And then? I run?
And then, yeah.
No! I'm not done. I wonder who runs this building. Mm-hmm. To not be so... Yeah, I don't know. I think through this very, like, handmade buttons,
mm-hmm,
that are not matching,
mm-hmm,
like this one doesn't match this one,
mm-hmm,
and these two don't match any of the others, and actually this one is smaller than that one.
True.
So they kind of tried to put them in the same position and to have maybe like a black one, but it's actually not the same, and there is no uniformity in this composition.
No.
So that's why it makes me wonder who is actually running this building, because usually there is an attempt, like every time you go on a building, like to have something quite uniform, like all the names are engraved on the
mm-hmm,
same type of plates,
mm-hmm,
same dimensions,
yeah,
and it's maintained the same way.
Yeah.
And this one, like, you feel there is an attempt for maintenance,
mm-hmm,
because all the buttons are here and they all seem functional.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like anyone is trying to uniform the composition,
mm-hmm,
so it doesn't really, it's a bit like the plant earlier, like it doesn't really matter as long as it works.
Mm.
It doesn't really matter how, like, how it's made, or like maybe the aesthetic is not prioritary,
mm-hmm,
as long as it works and it seems
so
to be the same, but it's not.
The priority is functionality and practice.
Yeah, but then there is also, I think,
but
an
not
attempt
even
again,
of,
you know, like,
yeah,
it's sort
the,
of
try to have a more coherent thing. And I like this one actually. This is like upper and little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, like this, there is an attempt to place it somehow in the same way as the rest, because it's centered.
Mm-hmm.
But then this person obviously printed or engraved like a super, super much smaller label than anyone else in the building.
Yeah.
But they could have put it here or there or below.
Yeah,
it's centered, but it's on top.
Yeah.
Like, was there a fear that maybe the mailman is not gonna see it if it's below?
And also maybe this person doesn't like this area and tried to find the best way to, like, so this could be a restriction that I don't like this place, so I'm gonna place it somewhere, but then how can I also synchronize, like, harmonize with other thing, and but also visible, like, so there's this like two conditions that this person wants to achieve, which is the visibility.
Search for harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, read a bill.
Yeah, I think what we try to do also, it's, you know, like everyone knows this feeling of finding. Oh, it stopped finally.
No.
Changed tone. Like, I think everyone has been through this feeling of stopping in front of something they find cute or they find beautiful.
Mm.
But it's not so often that we take the time to really analyze what makes us feel that way.
Yeah.
What triggers this? Yeah, like, why do we stop and take a picture? Why do we find it cute?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we find it pleasant or charming? And I think now, like, what we try to do is to really analyze and
take
just
a moment,
spare this time. Yeah.
And then, like, because, like, when we take a picture, we just, like, huh, and then take a picture, and then we forgot.
And or, like, you look at it, and you're like, yeah, I found it nice, but you don't really know why.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
It stopped.
Yeah.
Shh. I'm still gonna take a picture, though.
Yeah.
Just to look at it again.
Mm-hmm. This person seems very important for some reason.
Why? Because they're
like
on the side.
Yeah. And again, this person, I think, try to keep in mind that the name tags are on the left, no, right bottom. So that put it over here. Looks like a toaster as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because I think at the first level,
mm-hmm.
you would be, okay, it looks vintage, it's from the 60s, that's why I find it beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, you find it beautiful because it doesn't look like the rest. But that's maybe not like the, it's not the deepest reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not the deepest level of analysis of why is it charming.
Yeah. I think also it's because you can see the glimpse of the person and different time that has been accumulated here.
There is a personality for each of these boxes also.
Yeah.
And yeah, some of them seem like it's picked up more often.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I wonder, like, did this person inherit from that button when they came in the building, or did they place it themselves? Who takes care of this?
Hmm.
Yeah. So when I was listening to your message now, yeah, I see what you mean with the description, and that's an interesting path. But at the same time, I was looking outside and I thought, oh, such a nice day to walk actually and be like outside. And then I was thinking it could be nice to just walk like in the neighborhood to not to do something very normal and then stop at some point and look at an object that we find. It can be the bench or it can be like whatever that feels nice, that triggers our interest. Like, let's say, for example, it's a brick. And then we start recording ourselves describing this brick and without saying the word brick, just finding images and, yeah, just descriptions. And a bit like some kind of poetic archaeology, where we go around and find a very random object that we pass in front all the time. It can even be in our streets, or like on the way between your place and my place. And then we find, like, I don't know, one object for every show, and it can also be a flower or it can be a tree, like something we have affection for, because it's so normal, but also it makes us happy. I really like this kind of epiphany when I think something is so cute, but it's also something that, you know, like sometimes a rubber band, I find it so pretty. And also the fact that it could happen in our neighborhood or in our street between you and me, like your house and my house, it also kind of enhanced this idea of focusing on seemingly unimportant things.
It's 15th of April. 1 p.m. At home at my balcony.
We are going to a secondhand shop.
Time, weather, and
good morning, Rotterdam, and welcome. You are listening to Radio Miriam Schoep. We've got loads of news and information for you, but first, let's check out this new tune by a random stranger on the internet, because we all know music is life, music is love. This is The Greatest Hits of the Netherlands. Enjoy. This song was by a random stranger on the internet, and you are listening to Radio Miriam Schoep. For those of you who might be stuck in traffic right now, or the ones that would like to avoid that, we've got some traffic information coming in.
Traffic jams and congestion. Traffic stacks up on Highway A2 direction Amsterdam. The cause of it all is a teenager that rode his e-scooter onto the highway. The police stopped the 14-year-old close to Utrecht, but according to his own statements, he has no regrets. There have been discussions on Highway A4 direction Rotterdam. Graphic designers don't like this paper size. And because of A4, that's also a paper size. Let's continue. Jams and congestion. On Highway A12 direction Den Haag, homemade apple jam is laying on the road. A woman named Pam made the jam in preparation for a jam exam. We propose, Pam, next time better take the tram. We wish you good luck and further on a good trip.
News! Today, exactly 67 years ago, Albert Einstein died. That means that he is dead. On the positive side, exactly 43 years ago from today, Kourtney Kardashian was born. She is still alive. You listened to the news, and now we come to our little Tuesday's radio quiz.
Radio quiz!
Can you answer these three questions? First question, what grows faster, a human or a tree? Second question, can you use a funeral hearse to move house? Third question, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Do you know the answers to these questions? Then don't hesitate and call us, and with a tiny bit of luck, you may win a high telephone bill. You are still listening to Radio Miriam Schoep. Let's ask our weather reporter what the weather will be like today.
What's the weather like today?
In the morning, it is a bit colder. In the midday, it gets a bit warmer. And in the evening, it gets a bit colder again. This is mostly due to the time changes. From the northwest, a high, low, left, right, sideways pressure area arrives with wind from all sides, but especially from the left. And in Rotterdam, Amsterdam, Den Haag, Utrecht, Maastricht, Arnhem, Groningen, Vierlingsbeek, Kaatsheuvel, and in New York, it's cloudy. All of the Netherlands are listening to the news and ask themselves, do I need to wear pants today? The answer is crystal clear. If you have legs, then yes. If you don't have legs, then not. Miriam Schilb on the mic. I wish you a nice Tuesday.
Radio Miriam.
It's 6 p.m. on April 2022.
I'm in Leuven,
and I am
in my room
outside my brother's house
with COVID and self-isolated. And I'm using this afternoon to do some work.
It just feels like these are not the perfect.
Yeah, but I mean, just things for because, recording yeah. For now.
Thank you.
16th of April 2022. It's 3 in the afternoon. I'm in the city center of Leuven in Belgium.
End of my COVID self-isolation. And now I'm trying to learn some simple chords with my ukulele.
I don't know, like I guess it's a different focus.
I think that what is difficult for me is that Rotterdam is much more quiet than
what matters,
than
like what matters in the end, like it's
most
not
of
the final
time
outcome.
Like, where should they go? Everything is like white paper.
I mean, as a player,
I don't know.
Has a lot of focus
and
on
so
the
maybe,
final
okay,
outcome.
Let's say so like
on the performance
first
outcome.
Is maybe I see that it's not white paper.
But there's a huge training
see.
Before.
Yeah. I think second thing then
that is somehow
also
like
what you do with the
sound. That's also
like
how
if you just take it as
be, like,
a documentation or like if you use specific sounds for doing something else with that.
Yeah,
for example,
reprocess the sound.
Reprocess
at the
like,
same time.
Like the example that we were listening to with
I really like that
Alexia something.
The fact that for
that
example,
she was like also using it for making
on
music.
What's
example.
In the background.
But it was really
like
again, I was feeling again like life coming out of it because
what is that
you were, I don't know, it's what we were discussing also with the emojis, for example, in when you connect the text with something else, you really get, it's like you open a window
like when you publish
to another also dimension that this was produced in a space, you connect it with a different context. It's not the same like if you record the bell or like if you play a bell from a MIDI player.
Yeah,
because you can imagine that this bell is like in a church somewhere, like connected to people that go
to
church, blah 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 blah.
Thing,
and
yeah,
it's kind of different
really
than just
have
a library of sounds.
That is also idea.
So I just felt this,
like it can be connected.
It can also be used.
Yeah, perfection.
Just for creating, for example,
or like many times
a music
like
track,
yeah.
But then it has also these connections with other things.
Like
it's not only music then.
Superhuman.
I don't know. I also find this
interesting. Yeah, me too. And also the fact that
really high.
You cannot really isolate the pure sound
exactly.
From the surroundings
when,
and from
when you
like
say
noise.
That, yeah.
Sometimes I'm also afraid
that
they have an outsider role.
When you
example,
just care
you know,
about
I
the
go somewhere and
you
and I document
see the process,
and
the process
it's
can be really
even
violent.
In the border of like stealing someone, some people's
or,
sounds, like
yeah,
it can be. It's in this borderline. And then I was thinking, what if like you produce the noise? Like imagine going somewhere,
giving,
like puts really loud music. Why? Like why should I have a part of like being the observer only? Because we are part of this square, like
how,
like if we say that, and also yeah, how your role cannot be problematic, because many times I was like, I feel that things that I've done were like in this border of being problematic.
I mean, now
although
like
I really find that like they talk about really interesting things, like the thing about yeah how we live, for example. But it's a matter
super
of
nice
for sure.
Many
yeah.
times
you don't want to be an outsider.
Yeah. Meaningfulness. And then listening to that. That's also like there? Or like, it's just. I don't know, where's the interest in that? Because it's like
rather than how you invent it.
Yeah, it's coming back to the discourse, like what is interesting at a certain point. Like, is it interesting the fact that you're hearing a street that you are not familiar with, or like you are confronted with the different, or like hearing the wild or the nature, or like field recording of landscapes, like either urban or natural or whatever, or
and
like
the same is for
something else, you know. And
yeah.
I think it's also
true that
interesting,
sometimes,
like what we are doing
what
now.
What we consider as interesting, it has.
It's like.
It should not just be.
How do we start?
It,
like
it, there,
in this
there
process,
is,
like
there is this. There are things that are considered more interesting than others.
Because also, yeah, like many times, indeed, it's.
And
what.
I
like
guess.
A lot of outcomes
we should,
are spectacular,
we
or are like,
maybe,
as you said,
because
idealized,
also
but
maybe it would be also difficult to say to be
and
what the name related is, like to say that.
So, like, yeah, the starting point, I guess, is always.
I don't know how it is, like,
to
put equal importance to everything, but then this might be
what
also.
What I
not
also
really
value is the fact that.
Honest.
Where. Like,
I mean,
what you are giving to other
for
people is something that
also of our quest
is excluding
maybe
them.
Our, like,
I mean, and this is very problematic
already,
for me, so I really value the fact that
not
when you give something to other
not
people, they could find their
and
own
maybe
either like related with
really
it or like working
political,
with that,
what
playing around
in a sense that, but.
It's 16th of April 2022. It's 8 in the evening. And I'm alone at home, being self isolated. And I'm watching Netflix.
3 years later, you're sitting on a private jet with Simon. Things that you told me in that car made me really believe that he was a great guy. Why didn't she warn me? That was extraordinary. And it made it hard because we didn't know who to trust.
It's 3:30 p.m.
April
2022. I'm in my brother's garden
in
Leuven,
in
Belgium.
Working and obviously listening to some music.